KC2NVM, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, K2PCB, good afternoon, Jeff.
I just saw you at the traffic circle. I beeped, but you were too far into driving.
Actually, if you were in the traffic circle, then I might have been paying attention to the trooper in the SUV that was entering the circle across the way, making sure I didn't do anything silly.
Because I'm now turning onto Broadway right in front of the firehouse. How's Lynn doing?
Well, I can tell you that right now she's home alone, and I can feel somewhat comfortable with that. I wasn't comfortable enough to leave this morning. We had a rough night last night, and we were doing okay, but then the evening took a downward turn, middle of the night kind of time frame, and yeah, we were both up, and it kind of sucked. So I asked my boss if I could take another day. I did work remotely for half a day yesterday. I got in 4 hours of remote work, and I've been trying to do it today as well, but I had a dentist appointment at 4 o'clock. I actually had the appointment back on Tuesday, but I rescheduled it for today, thinking, okay, everything will be in the clear, and for the most part, I suppose it is. I'm good to go here. But I did have to leave her there all by her lonesome.
Okay, well, I hope everything works out. No pun intended.
You can't even imagine how close you are going from, you know, stomach pains last Thursday to emergency hernia surgery on Saturday, released on, let's see, Tuesday? Yeah, late Tuesday night she was released. So I coordinated with my boss to, again, do the half and half yesterday. And when I say you don't realize how close you are, is that she was having a colossal problem with the pain meds, causing things to not flow through. For a different reason other than the, you know, the bowel, her bowel, you know, interfering with the hernia. Yeah, it was a very awkward situation, that's all I can say.
Yeah, pain meds and opiates have a tendency to bind you up worse than two bricks of cheese.
Yeah, without going into too much graphic detail, I'm surprised I can still remember it. You know how you can, you know, tune out, you have those gaps in your memory, those unfortunate moments. I'm surprised it hasn't turned into that yet, but yeah, it is what it is. We got through it. She was going to have my sister come over today. I was going to go to work. My sister was going to come over and hang out, make it a social day, but we contacted her this morning and said, oh, you might not want to come over today. Things aren't so pretty around here. But, yeah, like I said, off to see the dentist today. I have an appointment at 4, so once I get there, I'll have to run in West New York Dental up on the hill. But how's your project coming along with the note?
I can't seem to get it to actually log into All-Star Link. And so since they can't connect, it can't actually show up online. And so I'm going to bring it to the club tonight and see if I can throw out some feelers and see if somebody there might be able to help. Or this could be a precursor to their class and be like, oh, yeah, we should look into this.
Okay, let me ask you if you are using the password to log into the All-Star Link site, or are you using the node password in your node settings configuration?
That I couldn't tell you, because I've been putting the password that they give you. I'm not sure if I'm putting that in. I have everything written down, but I don't know where I'm putting what, because it's been happening so often and changing, because, oh, this isn't working, so do I use the one that I log into the website, or is it the one I use for the node? Is it my username? Is it the node username? Is it it gets very confusing, because they call several different things, three different things.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I asked. I can see how that can be confusing, and it's very important that you use the, when you're going through the node setup, there are passwords for the All-Star or the Allmon monitor and all that stuff, but that's different from the node settings. If you're not seeing your status report show up as being online, I guess that could be a couple different things. But the biggest one, I think, is are you using the right password? And it used to be like a 6 or 7 digit number. I think they went to a better password generator, if you will. But it will be a password that they generate, not something that you created. And there is no username with it. It's your node number and that password that you get from the All-Star Link page. If you just have one node number, you go to the All-Star Link page, you click on like your node or your account or something. There'll be the server, and then within that server, you'll see your node and let's see your node. Let me drop for a second. Yeah, you'll see your node. You'll see the node password. You'll also see the port that they're using. I think it defaults to 4569. You do need to forward that port if you want to see. I don't think you need to forward it to get out, but you need to forward that port if you want anybody to get into your node from an external source. Which you may not need to do right off with. So, if you wanted to give me a call later, if you're playing around with it. Oh, wait a minute. Today's Thursday. You got class tonight, don't you?
Class don't start till the 21st.
Oh, okay. I'm way off. Okay. Yeah, if you're playing around with it later and get stuck, yeah, give me a call. I do have a little more work to do. When I get back home to log my hours in, so I can do a half and half again today. But I don't mind helping. It sounds like you're really close.
Yeah, Ross was saying I'd have to log into my router and open those, make sure those ports are open. Because I may have locked everything down. Because one of the projects in class for networking was locking down your home router so that you could never, ever, ever get hacked in a million years, or at least in 35 years, the way the password was generated. So my home router is pretty secure.
Okay, so that's a great topic. So I would have to assume that you locked it down for inbound connections, not outbound connections, but maybe you did. If you did, then obviously that's an easy fix. One way to check that is to put your IP address for that node, for that PI, into DMZ. Basically, you could open it wide open to the internet momentarily and test it. If that doesn't fix it, well, obviously that's not it. And then you can forget about port forwarding. Honestly, I don't think you need to. I think just like when you take your node to your hotel, you can get outbound connections. In my truck, I have no port forwarding capability. I can get outbound connections, but not inbound. In fact, so now that I think about it, I wouldn't focus on that. I think there's a password issue. That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, I don't think they force you to have it port forwarded. But it's 6:53. I've got a 4 o'clock, or 6:53, it's 3:53, and I've got a 4 o'clock appointment, and I'm here, so I'm going to run in. And, yeah, give me a call later. I'll catch up with you tomorrow, and we can chat about it. And I'll listen out for your final, but I'm going to run after that. This is K2PCD.
All right. Have a good night. 73 is to you, and give Lynn a punch in the arm for me, gently. KC2, NBM, clear.